Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump says he is not happy in the wake of the latest attempted missile launch by the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
Well, I didn't say don't test the missile. He's going to have to do what he has to do. But he understands we're not going to be very happy. And I will tell you, a man that I've gotten to like and respect, the president of China, President Xi, I believe has been putting pressure on him also. But so far, perhaps nothing's happened, and perhaps it has. This was a small missile. This was not a big missile. This was not a nuclear test, which he was expected to do 3 days ago. We'll see what happens.
Mr. Trump on the U.S. program Face the Nation said despite the missile failure, Pyongyang will eventually develop a better delivery system, and that must not be allowed. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has warned the U.N. Security Council of what he called catastrophic consequences if the international community does not put more pressure on Pyongyang. President Trump spoke with leaders of Singapore and Thailand on the North Korean threat as the subject. He spoke Saturday with the Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte and invited him to the White House. East-West Institute senior fellow Gerard Finnan tells VOA a White House visit by the Philippines leader reflects a lessening of tensions between Washington and Manila since Mr. Duterte took office. Finnan said such a visit would be beneficial.
It's important always to keep high-level channels of communication open with our alliance or treaty partners, of which the Philippines is one.
Finnan said U.S. criticism of the Philippines' lack of respect for the rule of law and international human rights has not been successful, so face-to-face meetings with U.S. officials might prove more effective. This is VOA News. U.S. Marines have been reintroduced into Afghanistan's volatile southern Helmand province. Many of the 300 Marines are part of NATO's Resolute Support training mission. The Marines left Camp Leatherneck at the end of 2014, underscoring the challenges facing Afghan security forces as they battle the Taliban. An American businesswoman has returned to the United States after spending 2 years in detention in China over charges of espionage. Sandy Fangilis was deported after being sentenced to 3.5 years in prison. She was arrested in March of 2015 while attempting to leave mainland China for Macau. Deportation comes at a time of warming bilateral ties between Washington and Beijing. With a week to go before French voters return to the polls to choose among two remaining presidential candidates, National Front leader Marine Le Pen told France 2 News on Sunday the country is at a crossroads.
À la France, son unité. Je crois qu'on est vraiment arrivé à un moment donné où on est à la croisée des chemins. Et où,
Le Pen said what is at stake is civilization. And she asked, will France continue to be France?
Est-ce que la France continuera à être la France, ou est-ce que la France...
Le Pen is trying to close a nearly 20-point gap in public opinion polls. Her rival, Emmanuel Macron, Sunday said, paid homage to tens of thousands of French Jews who were killed in the Holocaust. In Italy, former Prime Minister Matteo Renzi has regained leadership of the ruling Democratic Party. Renzi resigned as Prime Minister in December after a constitutional referendum he championed was defeated. A national vote in Italy is due in May of 2018. However, polls show that Renzi's party might be falling behind the anti-Euro five-star movement. The body of a famed Swiss climber, Uli Steck, has arrived in Kathmandu after he was killed in a mountaineering accident near Mount Everest.
He's been in English at base camp, but he came to. And he has been in Kathmandu, and he came to.
This mountain guide said Steck was killed at Camp 1 of Mount Nupsi. His body has been recovered from the site and has been taken to Lukla, where the only airport on the Mount Everest is located. Steck's family said the exact circumstances of his death were still unclear. Steck was planning to climb the 8,850-meter Mount Everest and nearby Mount Lhotse next month. Get more on that story and the rest of the hour's news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.